Yeah, so obviously most of us know Iran retaliated after the U.S. Killed one of its generals in Iraq. There weren't any casualties, U.S. casualties, with the attack. So the U.S. President Trump kind of softened his comments and so about what would further escalate a conflict. And so the markets actually rallied to higher levels and actually closed last week off all-time highs after the attacks. So.
How did the attack affect oil prices? Is it going up? Is it going to stay up? Or how is that shaking out?
Yeah, so the U.S. is the largest supplier of oil right now in the world. So actually, as a result of the attack and no further escalation by the U.S., oil declined 6% last week. So that's its worst week of performance since July of 2019. So it went up a little bit, but then fell. So oil had a pretty bad week last week.
A bad week. Now, you said the stock market had a great day yesterday. It was at its highest, is that right?
Yep. Closed at one of its highest it's been this year. So this year's 2020 started off well for the market.
Very nice. One thing that I was kind of wondering about, retirement accounts, I guess there are some changes that have come along at the end of 2019 last year.
Yeah, so at the end of 2019, Congress actually passed a new law that's called the SECURE Act. And these affect retirement accounts. Mostly it's going to be for people that are over the age of 70 and a half. So we can kind of go into that a little bit more right now if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. I have something here that is called an RMD.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, but you'll explain.
Yeah, so financial jargon at its finest. So RMD stands for Required Minimum Distribution. And so that basically, at age 70 and a half in 2019, you had to start taking money from your retirement accounts. And so 2020, what's changed with the SECURE Act is at 70 and a half, you don't have to take distributions anymore. They've actually upped that age to 72 this year. So in the past, if someone was retiring, they'd have to take money out or be penalized by the IRS. This year, they've increased it a year and a half, so you have a little bit longer if you don't want to draw from your retirement accounts.
Leave it in, let it grow, hopefully, mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
What are the other things changing under this SECURE Act, if you will?
Yeah, so another change is that usually after 70 and a half, you couldn't contribute to traditional IRAs anymore. They've actually eliminated that now. So if you're over 70 and a half and still have earned income, you can put money in a traditional IRA, which is a great benefit to savers and people that like to invest. And they're, one of the biggest things is they're eliminating what they call the stretch IRA. So if you are a non-spouse of someone that inherits a retirement account, you usually would be able to stretch that out over your lifetime, taking a little bit of money out each year going forward. What they've changed is you've got to take all that money out within a 10-year period. So there's no minimum you have to take out per year. You could take it all out in the first year, all out in the fifth year, all out in the 10th year, or just take a little bit out each year, but it all has to be gone after 10 years. So.
Wow. Well, very interesting. Any other things about that SECURE Act that you wanted to tell us?
Yeah, there's just one thing that would affect and help some business owners is there's a new tax credit for some employers who start a new plan. So a tax credit, it could go anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Probably want to check with your tax preparer or CPA about that. But those are just a few things that have changed on the SECURE Act. Hasn't gotten a lot of headlines or news with everything that's happening with Iran, presidential election this year. But something that will affect millions of Americans this year and in the upcoming years. So,
absolutely. Now, you were circling back around to the stock market and the Iran attack. You had said that you had looked up some information about how maybe some major attacks affected the stock market in the past.
Yeah, so we know history never repeats itself, but it often rhymes. So going back to a major conflict that happened in 1941 was Pearl Harbor. So the initial impact when Japan attacked us, the market had dropped 12.7%. The market return 1 year later was actually down 6.7% because we entered World War II. And then for a more recent one, we had Operation Desert Storm. Once that started, the market initial impact was down 1.2%. The market return 1 year later was actually 37.7%. And then, for example, when Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011, the market actually dropped 2.2%, but 1 year later, the market return was 5.4%. Something a little bit more recent than the Iran was in 2019 when the Saudi oil pipeline bombing happened. The market initially dropped 3.8%. We haven't had, obviously, 12 months since then, but the market has recovered and looking a little bit better. But when something like this happens, we don't think it's obviously a sell signal for the market going forward.